ذاك العادل في علا من أبدع الكون سوى سبحان الله وبحمد الله ولا إله إلا الله ذاك العادل في علا من أبدع الكون سوى سبحان الله وبحمد الله ولا إله إلا الله من أنزل الأمطار وفجر الأنهار وأنبت الأزهار تزخرف الجبال من أنزل الأمطار وفجر الأنهار وأنبت الأزهار تزخرف الجبال ذاك العادل في علا من أبدع الكون سوى سبحان الله وبحمد الله ولا إله إلا الله ذاك العادل في علا من أبدع الكون سوى سبحان الله وبحمد الله ولا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللقاء الرابع عداوة الشيطان للإنسان My dear brothers and sisters, this is our fourth lecture in the series Shaitan, Satan, our mortal enemy. Iblis wa dunya wa nafsi wal hawa. Kayfa an-najatu wa kulluhum a'da'i. This verse or line of poetry tells you basically your enemies. Iblis, dunya, nafsi, hawa. Iblis, the father of the shaitan, all satans. Dunya, this world. Nafsi, myself. Hawa, my desires. All of them, my enemies. How can I be saved while all of these are against me? This is not an excuse to say that, oh, it's a lot of enemies, no way that you can save yourself. No, you can save yourself. But the question is, look at the vicious attacks that you are going to face in this life to make it to Jannah. Shaitan, this world, the temptation of this life, of this dunya, yourself that is created in a way that loves luxury and hates any obligations and hates any commitments and hates patience and your desires, that you always desire more and more and more of everything, good or not good. What do you have to do? Strive hard. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in this ayah, commanding Adam, say Adam, live in this Jannah. And we said Jannah has different meaning, but the closest and the best, it is not the real heaven, the perpetual one, the one that we get to the day of judgment. It is a Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for Adam alayhi salam that has basically everything he wants, but it's not the real Jannah. Either way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, live in that Jannah, you and your wife, Hawa, and eat from everything that you desire, but do not get near that tree, because if you do, you will definitely wrong yourself, you will oppress yourself, you will cause yourself harm. That's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said before that He set the stage for Adam alayhi salam so he can have a curriculum for us on earth. The purpose of the creation of Adam alayhi salam and us is to inhabit earth, not to stay in heaven, not to stay in that Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for Adam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us an example of what is do and don't mean and what it leads to. So He gave us an example with Adam alayhi salam when he was in the Jannah. So there is a manhaj. There is a way of teaching, a way of receiving the commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing was tested in the sky, where Adam alayhi salam and his wife were living. Here is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam and his wife, in this Jannah that you are living in, or I created for you, you're going to dwell in it. You have enough water. You have enough food. You're not going to get tired in searching for anything. Everything is available and ready for you. And there is enough of everything for you to live. Meaning that there is no need to discharge anything. There's no need for restrooms. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is easy for Him. We know that the baby inside the womb of his mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him enough that makes him grow. Perfect measurement that makes him grow. There is no excess that he has to get rid of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the same thing for Adam and Hawa. We have, just like we said here, we have so many things on earth. Everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Everything on earth is halal for us and created for us, with the exception of few. Halal is by the millions. Haram is something that you can count on your hands. Yet people think that haram is more than halal, and they always attack you when you say this is prohibited or this is forbidden. You're making everything haram. Look at Prophet Adam alayhi salam, lived in the Jannah, one tree that he doesn't have to eat from, and at the same time, one tree. He's not in need for it, but this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here is the command. Do not get near that tree. Haram to do that. You will cause yourself harm. And anytime you intentionally cause yourself harm, this is haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you do that, you will cause yourself harm. You will be zalim. Zalim to whom? Zalim to yourself. That's number one. And He gave him one more piece of information. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Okay, here's a command. Don't get near that tree. Also, look at that, Satan. This is your enemy. Do not listen to him in any way. If you do, your end result is you're going to be expelled from all that good, luxurious living that you're having. Don't get near that tree. Don't listen to the shaitan. What did the shaitan do? Shaitan's goal is to get Adam and Hawa to commit a sin, so something bad will happen like it did happen to him. He does not want them to enjoy themselves in the Jannah. So he had to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what he did. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. Shaitan whispered to them, so he will reveal their saw'ah. Saw'ah is your privates. Anything in Arabic, anything that makes you feel bad, that you don't like to happen to you, whether to see it or anything like that, it is called sawa. يعني ما يسوء الإنسان. So he whispered to them to make them fall in the disobedience, that will cause his private to be seen. They did not see their privates, even their own. This is how secret, or how, this is what you call the sawa. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarded their privates from even themselves. If they fall in the disobedience, it's going to be revealed. And we'll tell you why. Number one, Shaitan whispered. He did not speak in a louder voice. He did not yell. He did not scream. Whispered. Because usually, my brothers, in whispering, he wants to tempt. And he wants them to do something bad. By tempting them to do something bad and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't like that to be revealed. And you probably wonder. Now you have whispering and you have munajah. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. Munajah is you take, like you're three people, two people will start talking to one another. They're not whispering, they're speaking, but now not loud enough where the other person hears them. That's the second one. And the third one is the normal talk. Shaitan is extremely private, whispering. Whisper in Arabic, الوسوسه, صوت الذهب, gold, gold necklace and such. If you move them and they touch each other, this is called waswasa. And this is very attractive. It sounds good to the ear. So Shaitan whispers that makes things good to the ear with his talk and his whispering and his promising to the person, and that's what he did to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. We probably heard before that Shaitan did whisper to Hawa. From the people of the book, it is Hawa who got deviated and tempted Adam to do that, and she is the cause for the condemnation and everything, and not Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that it was done for both of them. It is not for Hawa alone, and it's not for Adam alone. Shaitan tempted both of them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ, in one ayah, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا, let him not expel you from the Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ, لَهُمَا, both of them. So Shaitan did that for both of them, but this is an extra information to know that a lot of people put the blame on Hawa and condemn women, or she is the essence of the sin, and that made Adam alayhi salam come down or descend from the Jannah. This is not true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is for both of them. What is the purpose of the whispering? The purpose of the whispering is to punish Adam and his wife. The punishment for the shaitan, when he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was expelled from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the punishment for Adam and his wife is to reveal their privates. This is one, and to descend from the Jannah. Some of the scholars, if you look in the tafsir, you find so many weird tafsir about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected their privates from seeing it. Some of the weird tafsir that says that their fingernails were so long to the point that they were hanging so low and covering that. And this is just... But let it be cloth, let it be a bright light, let it be anything. The point is, they could not see it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the disobedience, revealed it, and this is something that they don't like. They don't like their privacy to be revealed. This is just like we said, this is sawa. This is something that you do anything and everything, a normal person, to cover himself and protect himself from his private to be seen by another person. Tayyib. So the disobedience happened. We said he ate from the tree. He tasted it. He tasted it. As soon as he tasted it, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ بَلَتْ لَهُمَا سَوَاتُهُمَا. As soon as he tasted it, he could see his private, or they could see their privates. Immediately, the normal reaction, فَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, tried to grab any leaves of the trees or anything to cover themselves up. This is for normal people. Normal people, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, with haya, haya, shyness. The normal shyness that a person protects himself, protects his privates, dresses properly, sees it as a humiliation, as an insult. If someone, for instance, barged in his house and the knocking at the door and asking permission to come inside the doors, the legislations that we see in the Quran and the legislation that we see in the Hadith, when you go visit someone, what to do, how to stand at the door, how many times you wait, if the door is open, you don't look. To the point that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone looked through the peephole of your house or through the window or something, and you hit him with a stone or something and you poke his eye, Islamically, you're not liable. One companion did that and told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told him that I looked and I saw you doing so and so. He told him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I knew that, I would have done that to you. Because the permission is for that purpose. So you will not catch the person abruptly, improperly dressed. Even the slaves, even the young children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed three times, three places, that they have to ask permission, not to just simply walk in the room, even though they are not reaching the, they're not adults yet. مِنْ قَبْلِ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَحِينَ تَضَعُونَ ثِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَةِ وَعِنْدَ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَاءِ. Three times, before Fajr prayer, after Dhuhr prayer, when you want to rest, and after Isha prayer. Three times that they have to knock at the door. Why? Because these are the times that usually, more than likely, the person is not properly dressed. Dhuhr time, relaxing. Fajr time, preparing for the Salah. Isha time, preparing to go to sleep. What is this for? To protect our privates. That people nowadays, unfortunately, you find them racing for all the fashion that reveals as much as possible from that. Men and women, unfortunately. And look what happened. Adam and Hawa, as soon as this happened, they tasted it, this happened, immediately started to cover themselves. When we talk, brothers and sisters, ma'asiyah, disobedience by itself, it is awra. When you disobey, this is a awra by itself. That's why a believer will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not commit a ma'asiyah publicly. He will not do that because it is embarrassing. It is something that he would not like people to see it. No one likes a good person does not like to see himself seen by someone committing a disobedience. They worry about that from people more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is natural. A thief would not come and brag about his theft. A person who has his wealth from haram would not come and tell you, I got all of this because I have a liquor store, I got all of this because I deal with interest. Yet you find another person tells you, Alhamdulillah, I have a company and I deal with trade and such because it is halal. Anytime you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, you have revealed your awra regardless of what that disobedience is. Look at the man and look at his wife. Look how much they care for protecting one another. They care about their reputation. They care about the way they dress. They care about who and what and where and all of those things. Why? Because we have haya. A Muslim, a mu'min have haya, does not like all of those things to be revealed to the other people. What did the shaytan do? قال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين. He is whispering, and we said whispering is the sound of gold, attractive to the ear. So shaitan has to make his whispering very attractive, and he has and better come up with something to say to the person, very attractive, to make him fall in the disobedience. Because naturally, no one likes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shaitan came to them from the angle that he knew they like. Sitting in Jannah. You happy? Of course happy. You like anything else? Of course not. You got everything. Here's what he told him. He said, listen up. You know the reason why Allah did not allow you to get near that tree? Because two things will happen to you. Now, of course, he came and asked him, are you happy? You like it here? You want anything else? What else you wish? And then he probably said, can you imagine? You like to stay here? Oh, yes. Forever? Yes. Okay, listen up. Here is what God did. He told you not to eat from that tree because one of the two things would happen to you if you do. What are those? You would either be an angel, and this is excellent, or you would live forever in the heaven, in the Jannah. Either one is very tempting for Adam and his wife Hawa. Two things we like, brothers and sisters. We like to live forever, and we like to have wealth continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the disbelievers, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. A disbeliever would love if he lives for thousands of years and years, because he does not like death, because death terminates his life, because after this life he doesn't believe in anything, he did not prepare for anything good, so he leaves all of that fun that he thinks that he has and lives for. But this is something, a reality, that people like to live longer and people like to have lots of wealth. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yahram ibn Adam wa yabqa ma'ahu thnatan. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the son of Adam becomes old and weak, and two things stay with him, meaning they will not become old and they will not become weak. Al-hirs wal-amal. Al-hirs, the love of having more of wealth and more of this dunya, not ordinary love, inordinary love. It's not like I want $1,000, I want $1,000,000, I want millions, I want to have houses, I want to have cars, I want to have not just one. It doesn't matter how old you grow, the son of Adam continues to have that. That is one. Another one, amal. Amal, hope that you're going to live more and more. Not only you want everything, but you want to live as long as forever. So our time passes, old age comes, gray hair, weak body, but our hope stays the same, strong. Our desire for this dunya stays strong. Sometimes you see people like they're about to die, and they're caring for every penny and every dollar that they spend, and they have millions of dollars. And you go, why they're doing that? You're saying that because you have not reached their age. When you reach their age, you will be the same way. Why? Because this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. So it tells us that you get old, but the qualities of loving this dunya and loving to live long stays with you. It doesn't decrease. So we have two vicious qualities: loving this dunya and loving to live long. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is the person who purify himself, and a loser, a person who doesn't. So yourself is ready viciously to be good and ready viciously to be evil. It is how you and I direct ourselves to make ourselves live. Imam al-Qayyim rahimahullah yaqul, this is something visible to us, to know that the human body has imaginary qualities. The body becomes weak, but those imaginary qualities, they will not become weak, which is when we talk about our spirit, our love for this dunya, and our love to live long. So we ask the question, how can we deal with those two qualities? We love this dunya so much, and we love to live so long. How can we save ourselves from that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam solved it in short reminder: أكثروا من ذكر هذه من لذات. Think and remember and talk about death all the time. Because when you talk about death, it is the end of your amal, your hope to live, and the end of all the luxury that you have or you have collected. Once you talk about death, first thing comes, it's going to destroy all that. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Hadim al-Ladhat, the destroyer of pleasure. That's why if you come to a person who's attached to this dunya and far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk about death, he doesn't like to listen to you. He doesn't enjoy it. And if you come and talk to a believer, he enjoys it, because he's not so attached like the other person with all of those things. Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah said, one man from Quraysh, كَتَبَ رَجُلْ إِلَىٰ أَخْلَهْ أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلُمْ وَالْآخِرَ يَقْضَى وَالْمُتَوَسِّطْ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْتِ وَنَحْنُ فِي أَضْغَاثْ وَالسَّلَامُ. Look at that reminder. A man sent a letter to his friend, and he said, this dunya is a dream, and the hereafter is the awakening, and between the dream and the awakening is death, and we are in mixed dreams. Goodbye. This is his letter. This is the advice. This dunya is a dream. It will end. It will go quickly. The hereafter is the real awakening, and between this and that, death, which will put you in the grave until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question, how can we really enjoy our life? And when we know that, there is no doctor for death. There is no medicine for death. How can you really enjoy this life to the point that you forget the hereafter, knowing that? Or how can you even think about living long, knowing that death is going to attack any minute? We see people dying left and right, and we never really reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِنْكُمْ مَا يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَا يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Some people like this dunya, and some people like the hereafter. كُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Each one of you works according to what he desires. Some people work for the Jannah and some people work for the hellfire. One person, it was told to him, مَا أَبْلَغُ, or he was asked, مَا أَبْلَغُ الْعِضَاتِ, advise me with something so eloquent and so effective. He said, النَّظَرْ فِي مَحِلَّةِ الْأَمْوَاتِ, take a look at the graveyards. Take a look at the graveyards. If this is not going to give you an admonition about who you are and what kind of life is this and where your end is going to be, nothing would work. One of the graves, it was written on it, قَهَرَنَا مَنْ قَهَرَنَا فَصُرْنَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ عِبْرَةً فَمَنْ أَمِلَ الْبَقَاءَ وَقَدْ رَأَى مَصَارِعَنَا فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. They said, we have forced whoever forced us to be here. So we became an admonition for other people. Anyone who desires or thinks that he's going to live forever and he sees where we are, he is extremely deceived and arrogant. So Shaitan said, O Adam, O Hawa, shall I show you a tree that will make you live forever here, and you will have a kingdom that will never perish? Shaitan lies. You know why? Because if that tree does that, why didn't he eat from it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from his mercy, what did he say? قَالَ رَبِّ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, give me respite until the day of judgment. Why did he have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he could have gone and eaten from that tree and just lived forever? But see, when the shaitan comes to you and he's whispering and making things beautiful to you, you would not think of all of those. Adam alayhi salam could have thought of that. But the whispering of the shaitan is so powerful. He came to him from the angle that he loves the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. He promises and he gives them hope. This is, if you do this, you will get this and this and this. And if you don't do that, you will lose this and this, until he convinces you. If he doesn't, he'll do any method. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am advising you. Subhanallah. When you think about this, قَاسَمَهُمَا, he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am advising you. Prophet Adam alayhi salam felt so bad after he tasted the tree, because they could not think that someone can come and use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a lie. They could not think or believe someone can come and say, Wallahi al-Azim, I'm telling you the truth, and he's a liar. Because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his names, and his qualities, and his attributes. He is so high in their hearts and in their mind, to the point no one can use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in vain. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, one time he saw one person stealing. And he told him, he said, Wallahi, masarakt, by Allah, I did not steal. He told him, I believe you and I disbelieve my eyes. It's not he is avoiding the argument. No, because if you love Allah, it's very hard for you to see someone else not loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think that people at your level, because how can you know Allah, the love of Allah, the power of Allah, who is Allah, and think that someone can dare and use his name in vain? And that tells you, when someone, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a hadith, من سأل بالله فأعطوه. If someone comes and asks you, by Allah, give me something, give him. Don't investigate he's a liar or he's not a liar. If someone comes to you in person, in particular, picked you up and he said, by Allah, I need you to help me. The scholar said, help him unless this help is harmful to you or haram. Otherwise, give him. Just simply for using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, brothers, if you wanna hear some of the reports in reference to that, it is unbelievable. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu قال, he used to have slaves. If he used to see some of his slaves praying with khushu', he used to set him free. If he sees his slave praying with khushu', he used to set him free. Some people came and told him the following. They said, oh Abdullah, a lot of your slaves are faking their prayer when they see you, so you free them. Look what he said. قال من خدعنا بالله إن خدعنا له. Anyone who deceives us by Allah, we're deceived. Let them do that. If they're doing that for the sake of, if they're standing in humbleness and humility for Allah, the one I know and the one I love and the one I want to see everyone doing it, I'm going to still let them go. This is the value of Allah and how much they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qatada radiallahu anhu qal, al-mu'min billah yukhda' ay idha dakhalta ala mu'min billah sahula laka khida'uh. A true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very easily can be deceived by someone when they come and they use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Many of us love to attract people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. Many of us go out of their way to help someone accept Islam or to help someone give up a ma'asiyah. So you are willing to go out of your way. If someone comes to you, a woman or someone crying to you, oh brother, I am so and so, and I lost my money, and I have children hungry, and I have a wife that's waiting for me, and I have an... You're going to give in. There's no way that you will definitely give him what he wants. You cannot handle it. You cannot see someone using the religion and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thing that you value and love so much, and not fall for it. So this is something real, and I'm sure many of you probably has been taken advantage of simply because of that. A person would come and lie to you and ask you for money because he needs a ride home or because he needs to pay his rent or because he needs to feed his children, and you go ahead and give him. And if someone comes and tells you, I know that brother, he does that to everyone, what do you say normally? Let him go. Let him enjoy. Why? Because deep inside, you love to help, and you see him coming to you saying salamu alaykum, saying brother, or telling you by Allah, or saying something that makes your faith and makes your iman move. And that is why believers are a lot easier to fool them if you use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion more than others, because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. دَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورِ. The shaitan made them believe what he has lied to them. They ate from that tree and they started covering their privates. Now of course we have to keep in mind that the shaitan did not come and say, okay Adam and Hawa, here is a tree, go eat from it. If you eat from it, you're going to be living forever. It doesn't work like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Shaitan will never come and tell you, drink alcohol. Will never come and tell you, kill someone. Shaitan takes you step by step until he gets you to that level that he wants, because he knows this is the way that works and this is the effective way. So guaranteed, he came to Adam and Hawa. He talked about that tree. He asked him if they like their life in Jannah. And he told him why this Jannah, they're not supposed to eat from it. How about if you get closer to it? How about if you touch it? How about if you smell it? How about, until they tasted it. This is something giving and known from the path of the shaitan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this is how he attacks us. And this is the meaning of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنْ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ عُودًا عُودًا كَالْحَصِيرِ. When you want to make a mattress, a straw mattress, it is one straw at a time you put. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the tests, the trials will be presented to the hearts one at a time, not all at one time. And this is the meaning of what the shaitan does for us. So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path, brothers and sisters, is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, warned him from the shaitan, and gave him the command. And this is what we have here. And that is the meaning of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is just and he will not punish you unless there is a text that tells you do or don't, and he shows you what is right and what is wrong and what is good for you and what is bad for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna hadaynahu sabil, we showed us, Adam and his progeny, the way. Either be grateful, go to Jannah, or ungrateful and go to the hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what's halal and told us what's haram, and he told us what to do and what not to do, and he told us the shaitan is our enemy, and he told us be aware of dunya, and he told us you have three nafs, one that ammara bisu commands you to do evil, another one that is lawama that blames you every time you make a sin, start to blame you why you did it, and that's when you come and you say astaghfirullah, and you have a third one mutmainna that is at rest and at peace. Reach the high level of striving against itself to the point that it does nothing but pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah told us about the shaitan. Remember in the beginning, I said, Iblis, al-dunya, nafsi, and desires, al-hawa. Iblis, dunya, myself, and my desires are my enemies. Iblis, we already know who he is and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about him. Dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is just a mere little enjoyment. Nothing. If you take a taste of a drink, this is your whole life in this world is like a taste in Jannah. This whole world, if you own it, it is equal to the area of a whip that is put in the Jannah. This is how much this dunya is worth. And your nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what to do with it and how you can make it behave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And desires, we already know that they are never to be satisfied. The more you do, the more you have to desire, so you control yourself. So did the war between Adam alayhi salam and Iblis end? Did it end? No, it continues, and we will continue talking inshallah next time in lecture number 5. We'll continue talking about what happened after that between Prophet Adam and Shaitan. We reached to the level, Prophet Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree. He was deceived by the Shaitan. He ate from the tree. His saw'ah, because of that disobedience, his privates became visible to him and to Hawa. Their shyness, their haya, made them collect the leaves of the trees and cover themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that manhaj in the sky so we can learn what to do on earth. And he told us, this is what I want you to do, and this is your enemy. And once all of this are revealed, then we have nothing we can excuse ourselves with. if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the meaning of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Adam and Hawa were deceived by the shaitan, not one person, Adam and Hawa. This deception made them taste the tree, not eat from the tree, taste it. They did not enjoy the eating of the tree. As soon as they tasted it, they stopped because their privates were revealed. And this is the reality of a believer. Every disobedient is what? It's a sawa. It's something that a believer likes to hide and does not like other people to see it, because it is something shameful. Inshallah, next time we'll continue talking about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit all of you. To be honest with you, today is the first time that we do after the time change, so this is a big test for all of you. This is not the first year that we do that. Every year, alhamdulillah, for the past 4 years that we do that late, and dedicated brothers continue to come and continue to attend without an excuse. Just like I said, this is once a week for you. Make your plans, arrange your plans. Don't let the shaitan come and whisper to you, oh, the muhadara is after, how about if we do this? Once we start changing something that we are doing that is good and fruitful, we start to ruin it. So let us stay where we are, inshallah. Continue on the same time like we always do, and remember the reward. You are seeking knowledge, your time is valuable, and as much as your value for the time, the reward is bigger according to the hardship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you for every second that you spend. We have a bonus for you here today. As Brother Muhsin said, you know, we're selling, this is 425 and this is 420. He just told me that 2 for 30. 2 for 30 for yourself. This is one, rights in Islam, and the other one, evil actions of the heart. It talks about lowering the gaze. It talks about magic. The money goes to support the website sunnahfollowers.net, where you can go and download pictures and listen to them live. And for more on this lecture and other lecture, you can go to imamhasankhalil.wordpress.com. So any penny you spend on this, you benefit from it. Listen to it, give it as a gift to someone. This is sadaqah jariyah without any doubt, because ilmun yuntafa' bihi, this is knowledge that benefits people. And inshallah, you'll be one of those people who are keen on not only understanding Islam, but wanted to pass it to others. If you have any questions, we'll take some. لا أريد سواه هل في الوجود خالق إلا هو الله ربي لا أريد سواه هل في الوجود خالق إلا هو الله ربي لا أريد سواه هل في الوجود خالق إلا هو